Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Plus, get free premium delivery on any bed with base. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store today.
Something that is really big happening in AI is that Microsoft is backtracking on this new recall feature and device that they have. What I think is really interesting here, and we're going to break down exactly what they're backtracking on and how it's going to change. But essentially, you know, they revealed, hey, look, we're going to do this big Microsoft recall device. It's going to take a screenshot of your device every couple seconds. It's going to take that screenshot and upload it into a RAG, which is like essentially like something that can take everything on the screenshot and figure out what's going on. It's going to store it in like a data set. And their idea here was there's going to be like a model made off of everything you were doing and a data set created so that if you were like, oh, gee, what was that YouTube video I was watching like, last Friday night, probably around 6, it had something to do with this and it's going to pull it up. Or you'll be like, hey, like, you know, someone sent me an email and I can't remember, did I ever respond to Tiffany about like, you know, our meetup next week at like 7 or whatever. Like, so you can say stuff. And it will be able to know everything that you've been doing on your computer and tell you. Now, it sounds really interesting. It sounds like there's definitely some use cases here. I've heard all sorts of very strong opinions on it. But I would love to know from you, Jamie, like right off the bat, is this a functionality you would use? This like automatic screenshot of everything on your screen every 5 seconds?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I could see how it would be helpful. But my mind immediately went, when you said that, back to like when Amazon Alexa first came out, people were really freaked out and didn't trust that, you know, something could listen to them at every moment to, you know, what they were saying and stuff like that. So, and with, you know, with a computer, you have even more security risks as far as like your bank accounts, your passwords, you know, things like that. So I could see the concern there, especially, you know, you don't know where the data is being stored and who has access to it or, you know, as far as things like that. So I guess I could see that. And they should, in my opinion, proceed slowly and with caution here. I don't know. Would you use it or no?
Oh, man. You know what? The funny thing is that exact same conversation with like the Alexas. I remember there was like this promotion that Google did back in the day when they released their like Google Dot. It was pretty much their Alexa competitor. And if you signed up for a Spotify family plan, you got a free Google Dot. And the Google Dots were like $50 new. And a family plan was like, I think back in the day was like $15 or something. So I just went and signed up for like 7 different family plans and then got the free Google Dots. And then I would just sell the Google Dots because I was getting them for $15. Nice. Bucks. Nice. This is, you know, my side hustle in college. So you could see, I go back. I literally had like, I think 9 of them and I sold them to people for like $50.
That's awesome.
So anyways, the funny thing is I had an abundance of free Google Dots and I was like, my wife, was like very apprehensive about it to the point where she's like, we had one and it was actually really useful. Cause I'd be like, what I really liked about them was that you could link them to your music. So instead of me having to pull up my phone and go search for, you know, Johnny Cash, Folsom Prison Blues and play it and hook it up to my Bluetooth speaker. Like it's kind of this process I do now, like whenever I want to play music with my kids in the morning, I got like a process, got to pull it up, link the Bluetooth because the Bluetooth speaker gets shut off throughout the day or whatever. Anyways, with those, it was really nice because I'd just be like, hey, Google, like play this song. And it was like synced up and it would just like play it. I loved the feature. So that was cool. But my wife got so she did not like it. She felt like it was always listening to her. And every time I'd come in the kitchen, I'd find it like unplugged because she was always like, you know, worried it was listening to her. So I think this is a real thing that people are concerned about. And this is obviously a whole new level. Like, yeah, the listening to you, people don't even care about. But I have seen news stories as well where with these, like technically you're allowed to, maybe it's just in Europe or I don't know, but there's like some regulations where you, if you request the data that a company has on you, they have to send it all to you. So I heard of a case, there was a news article you can look up where someone requested, hey, Amazon, I want all of the recordings that you have of me from my Alexa, whatever data you have of me. And they sent it to him. And it was like this big packet of recordings. So I've actually heard 2 different stories. One story, this guy got it back and he was very unnerved by the recordings, because it's like listening if you say anything. And I had all these recordings of him like at nighttime. Mm-hmm. So anyways, didn't love that. And then I saw another story of a person where they did the same thing, requested the recordings, and it got it back. But they actually sent them someone else's recordings. So he got this whole thing. He had recordings of this, of like some random person like singing in the shower, like all this stuff. And he was like, okay, yeah. Somehow like you're sending my recordings to someone else. Like, what's going on? Right. So, I mean, it's not like, I don't know. It's not like I'm being, you know, crazy or like conspiracy theorist. Like, obviously this is a big issue. And so, I don't know, for convenience, would I use it? Yeah, probably. Cause I'm like, whatever, but like, would a lot of people not use it, and do they probably have a good reason? Yes, like also that.
Well, and I think the concern came from, you know, when they came out with their what's Microsoft's AI Copilot. It just kind of like appeared on the desktop. You know, it installed itself automatically, and so it's like, oh, there's this cool new AI feature. But now, you know, when it goes to the next level where it's actually monitoring your screen. That's where the security concern comes in. So I did just read though that when they release it on June 18, it's going to be turned off by default. So it's going to be like an opt-in feature, which I think you're going to see a lot with some of the AI stuff being integrated moving forward. It's going to be like an opt-in depending on your use case. And I would even like to see it be from device to device. So like if I check my bank accounts on my phone, you know, maybe I won't have that service on my phone, but maybe I will on my work computer or something. I don't know. Interesting stuff though.
That's a great point. And I think for me, like when I'm actually thinking of like this being really useful, yeah, I'd probably use it on my work computer. And then like, I don't need it on every device. I don't need it on my like home computer. I don't need it like, you know, so that's a good point. Maybe you could segment it. Although really I just use my work computer for everything. So like, what's the difference? But it is interesting. So they made a couple concessions. And what I think is interesting is this wasn't just a software play for them. This was like a hardware play. Microsoft was going all in. They have a full-on laptop device that is like the recall device. They're trying to compete with Apple, you know, like MacBooks. And they're like, look, we have this super sleek, shiny new laptop. It's super cool. And it's got all these features. Like, this is what you want. So this was their big push. And then, they get this pushback. So the number one concession they made was like, it's opt-in by default, which yes, I think this is definitely, people don't want their thing. There's a lot of elderly people that might buy a laptop that know nothing about technology, and then all of a sudden it's screenshotting everything they do, and they're probably not thrilled about that. And then also just normal people, but obviously that's the one you could think of right off the bat. And then number two, they have it encrypted. So they added an extra layer of encryption to it. Now, my question is it encrypted in rest state? Is it encrypted in transit? There's like kind of differences where like, maybe it's like encrypted on a server, but when it's being sent, it's not, and it could, or the other way around, where whatever. So there's like a lot of things that can go into encryption not always being as encrypted as you think it is. Also, I don't know, whatever. If you want me to go into like conspiracy theory corner, there's a lot of people that think like the government and the CIA already have like encryption cracked so they can just see everything otherwise. And that's why companies like Telegram literally rebuilt their encryption protocol from the ground up. And they're not open sourcing it or sharing it with anyone. So no one really knows how it works. And it like might be one of the only places that true encryption happens. I mean, from the government anyways. I mean, who knows? Maybe they also have something to crack that. But all the conspiracy theory corner out like aside, stuff is going to get hacked and leaked and whatever. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know. I see people's apprehension. But they're making a push. So I think it's going to be interesting to see what kind of adoption this thing gets.
Yeah, and I will say, I feel like Apple is more sensitive to encryption and things like that than Microsoft. So I know, I think today is the announcement on which the new iOS and the AI features that'll be on it. I maybe would be more trusting of Apple and some of their integrations with AI if they truly are going to encrypt it, just because of all the other things they've done in the past. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting for sure.
Yeah. And I mean, at the end of the day, you know, this is the AI Hustle podcast talking about side hustles. And the reason we wanted to bring up the story is because I do think that this is actually something that, you know, we talk about using this just on like our work laptops or computers or whatever. I think this is a feature that not everyone's going to use. And I get that, but some people will be able to use for your business. And it might actually make it like, it might be very useful for your business, remembering customers, remembering appointments, remembering sales and like, if you go and like look at your dashboard that gave you your analytics for your sales for the month, and then like 2 days later you want to remember it, do you want to go pull up the website and log in, or do you want to just search and be like, what were my like June sales again? And then it just like bing. So like I could see like that being really interesting, really fast, really useful, but we'll see how it rolls out. If you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to subscribe to the podcast and make sure to leave us a rating. Jamie and I are on a quest to get to 100 reviews, and we really appreciate every single one that you drop. We read them all. So if you could leave us a review, that would be amazing. We hope that you all have an amazing rest of your day.